A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John's disciples came to him and said, "Why is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not?" Jesus replied, "Surely the bridegroom's attendants would never think of mourning as long as the bridegroom is still with them. But the time will come for the bridegroom to be taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunken cloth onto an old cloak, because the patch pulls away from the cloak, and the tear gets worse. Nor do people put new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins burst, the wine runs out, and the skins are lost. No, they put new wine into fresh skins, and both are preserved." The Gospel of the Lord. This exchange between Jesus and John the Baptist's disciples occurs in the very busy chapter 9 of Matthew's Gospel. Jesus heals the paralytic, calls Matthew, has to visit a dead girl and raise her to life, while on the way stopping off to chat with the woman who touched him and was cured of her chronic condition. Then he drives out a demon. And all that so soon after breakfast and with no coffee yet known to humanity. In the midst of the giddy action, this dialogue. Jesus stands in the middle of the new he is bringing about. Hope for the lost and estranged, the disabled of body and soul, even the dead. A new cutting across the normal behavior of blaming the disabled, fearing death, and isolating those with emotional and spiritual problems. That new in which we can all participate and bring to the world in our turn. So often, though, we read Jesus' words of grief at the loss of the bridegroom as justifying our inaction. "For the bridegroom has left us at the ascension, and now we are without him." Oh, the irony of turning Jesus's irony into a law justifying our own inaction in the face of the challenges to human dignity all around us. You see, the big secret is that the bridegroom only left for 3 days and never again left us. The Holy Spirit continues bringing the bridegroom's presence to our perception in the Word, the gathering of the community of prayer, the ministry of the church, and the grace of the sacraments. His presence enables us to reach out as he did, not with the miraculous of conditions being removed, but with the miracles wrought by compassion and understanding, which ends the isolation of the disabled, the loneliness of dying, the exile of mental health issues, and the pain of spiritual turmoil. Yet we so studiously try to keep more of the old and only work in little patches of this new which Jesus demonstrates in this chapter of Matthew. We patch a few moments of mercy into our comfortable garment of prejudice against the not like us, and then we wonder why it does not hold together. We patch a few moments of community into the wrapping of selfishness and self-sufficiency so valued in our times and cultures. We patch a few threads of transcendence into the pursuit of material gain. We patch a moment of communion into the isolation and alienation, which so often is social media and the flood of shallow opinion masquerading as profundity. Then we wonder, why do things not hold together? Before breakfast, and without coffee, Jesus showed us the new we are all capable of in so many different ways. Amen.